Glory. You know, when God rescued us, he put us into a routine. And he's laid out the routine. And then he said, this is now your duty. This is your duty to fulfill the routine I've given you. It is a duty, but it's an honor. When you have a job, you have a specific duty to do. But there's a general duty for everyone in the body of Christ, and then there's an individual duty. And God establishes these duties. And the purpose of them is to be able to receive the promises of God. That's why God places spiritual laws. And in spiritual laws, they're actually laws that you and I have to cooperate and submit to. What you sow is what you what? Reap. It's a spiritual law. There's a spiritual law of life that every one of us walks into. His promises. People don't realize the reality that so many times we're missing something from God. The promises. Now there's individual promises. There's predestined promises. There's present day promises. And there's future promises that God has for me and you. But we've got to be willing to catch the promises. Everyone say catch the promises. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle by both reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you have compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. In other words, it's a duty. After you fulfilled the duty to do the will of God, you receive the promise. There's individual and global promises. So, again, there's an area where you and I must be awake, alert. See, you can be awake and not alert. And positioned to catch the promises. Those distracted miss the promises of God. Many times, God has released promises that we did not catch. Doesn't he say, forsake not to assemble? Amen. Forsake not to assemble. Why? He's telling us to go somewhere so we can catch the promise. Romans 12 in verse 1 and 2. What's it say? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility. Reasonable what? Service. That means duty. Which is your duty. Amen? Everybody get it? Anybody get it? Praise God. Daily duty to present yourself to God. It's a duty. Why? Because a duty to serve. It's a part of your service to God. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross when? Daily. Amen? Daily. And follow me. Is that a duty? Yes. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it if he what? That means you and I must upkeep and maintain that duty. It's a fulfillment of routine. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and he himself is destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Daily duty or daily routine for me and you. It's not a ritual. It's a duty. Amen? You and I have a duty in service. That's why in the military, what do they call it? Duty. In the law enforcement, they call it duty. They all have a duty. They show up for what? Duty. Because it's service. Everything is about duty. God's kingdom is about duty. It's not about how you feel. It's not about what you think. It's about being obedient to the duty and the call and purpose. 1 Peter chapter 5. Catching the promises of God. Praise God. So if you're not fulfilling your duty, will you be positioned to catch the promises of God? No. And this is where many people miss the promises that are being released. Again, I saw in the spirit this morning when the Lord was giving me this teaching, I saw him releasing global promises from heaven. They were being released. They were like, I don't know, fireball, little fireballs. There were promises of God being released all over the earth. And not everyone was catching them. So there's global promises. Then there's individual promises. Do you know that when you pray, if you believe, it becomes a promise? See, so many people, when they pray, they don't believe it becomes a promise from God. And then when God sends them the answer to their promise, they miss it. They don't catch it. Because they're out of position. 1 Pete 5, 8, please. Be what? Sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means what? Consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking who may devour. Roaring lion means he's going to distract you with voices, with sounds. He's just a little ant with a big megaphone. Resist him what? Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you ain't the only one going through it. What's he trying to do? Prevent you from catching the promises of God. Oh, hallelujah. Alert and consistent daily. It's a daily duty and a routine. Even in the spiritual laws with God Almighty, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it's He says, you do this, and then I'll do that. It's not like, I'll do that, then you do this. That's not how it works. See, so many people are expecting promises of God without qualifying for them. You and I get qualified for the promise of God. By what? Fulfilling your duty. Fulfilling your duty. You and I have a duty every single day. 2 Chronicles 8:12, let's speak it together. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built before the vestibule, according to the daily rate or routine. In other words, how many animals had to be sacrificed. Offering according to the commandment of Moses, for the Sabbaths, for the new moons, and the three appointed yearly feasts, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of the Tabernacles. And according to the order of David, his father, he appointed divisions of the priests for their service, the Levites for their what? Duties, to praise and to serve before the priests, as the duty of each day required, and the gatekeepers by their divisions at each gate. For so David, the man of God, had commanded. Everyone had their duties to fulfill. When their duties were fulfilled, God released promise. Amen. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it is founded on the rock. So understand, he's saying, listen, if you submit to my word, which is promises, you obey me, you're at that which is your duty, I'm going to protect you and your household. But whoever hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So you and I are not only to hear, but we're to perform the promises of God. We're to obey these things. Romans chapter 9, starting at verse 6. But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham. But in Isaac your seed shall be called, that is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted as the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. Wow. Now you got to remember, Sarah was what? 90-something years old. And she got pregnant and had said, why? Because it was a seed of promise. Abraham's son was a seed of promise. His word is a seed of promise. Again, I can't emphasize enough that when you and I pray and we believe, when God receives your prayers, that you know that he receives your prayers, it now becomes a promise. See, so many people don't see that. And then God wants us to remind them, Lord, I remind you of the promises. Lord, I remind you of all the promises. As a covenant child, I receive promises. But I've got to fulfill my duty every single day to receive that promise. Why? Because if I don't fulfill my duty, the enemy comes and distracts. And then you can't catch the promise. You know, many times we get in circumstances. You might call them trouble. And we begin to pray, Lord, help. What do I do? How do I do it? When do I do it? Da, 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 da. And he says, I got it now. The reason why you got into trouble, because you got distracted and got out of position. But let's get you back in position first. Fulfill your duty. Then I'll help you. Amen. Then we get help. Then he makes a way of escape. Then something happens. It's like, whoa. Why? Because you got back in position. And it started by fulfilling the duty. You know, we know that there's a lot of distractions going out in the world today. Amen. Again, we are truly hard-pressed, and it's going to continue. But praise be to God, he's in us is greater than he is in the world. If you know the promises, and you're in position. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us, by me, Silvius, Timothy, was not yet and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are what? Yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a what? Guarantee. Moreover, I call God as witness against my soul that to spare you I came no more to Corinth. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but are fellow workers of your joy, for by faith you stand. Praise God. So again, in this, the promises are what? Yes and amen. Philippians 1, 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve of the things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. He will complete the good work in us. Why? He's going to complete in me and you everything so that we can continue to fulfill the duty that we've been predestined to fulfill. In Matthew 7, in verse 7. Ask and what? It will be given to you. Well, there it is. But, you know, you got to ask not only by faith, but you got to ask according to the will of God. You know, there's that old Janis Joplin song, Lord, grant me a Mercedes. Well, you didn't earn a Mercedes. For some of you, don't even know what I'm talking about. That's okay. So anyways, you qualify. If you're following, you're asking according to the will of God. Amen? Now, he returns things far above all you could ever ask or think. So you may just ask for a vehicle. Lord, I'm praying for a vehicle. I need a new vehicle. Can you please bless me with a vehicle? I believe that you're going to bless me with a vehicle. So now it becomes a promise from God. He knows what vehicle you need. Stop asking him for a specific vehicle. Lord, you know exactly what vehicle I need. Does everybody get it? Now, again, he may speak to you and tell you, I have one coming on the way. Why? Because you're fulfilling the duty. Again, you ain't getting nothing without fulfilling your duty. You know, he'll give you stuff to survive, but beyond that, that's done unless you're fulfilling the duty. Is everybody okay? So when you ask it, believe you have it. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. That's the release. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be what? Open to him. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for a bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If then, being evil, know how to give good things to their children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Again, that's the same thing of sowing and reaping, isn't it? So don't ask beyond boundaries. Ask according to the will of God. And Holy Spirit will always unction you for what to ask. Holy Spirit, what do I pray for? You know everything. Well, the Bible says what? Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is a duty. Amen. and all things will be added to you. So there are things that you don't even need to ask for, because God knows what you need. And he'll bring it far abundant what you can ask for. He'll begin to manifest things if you're in order, if you're fulfilling your duty. Amen? And if you're not distracted. So you ask and catch. Amen? You ask and catch. Why? Because what you ask for, if you're in divine order and you're fulfilling your duty, it becomes a promise from God to you. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 16. Now, the Bible tells us that pray in tongues because you don't know what you need. Amen? So when you don't know what to ask for, you just pray in the Spirit. And you know what the Holy Spirit will do? He'll give you revelation of what to ask for. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20:16. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jorel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. What did they have to do? Position themselves. And what did they position themselves in this? The battle wasn't theirs. It was the Lord's. God positioned them to praise and worship and set ambushes against their enemy. And then after that, he positioned them to enter the place, and he had the enemy destroy each other. By the time they got there, they didn't have to lift a sword. And all the jewels and precious jewels and everything else that was there laying on the dead bodies, they were there 3 days gathering it. Oh. So that was the reward of their duty. God rewards those who are faithful in their duty and service. Amen? Position yourselves to receive and catch the promises. Again, there is the predestined prayer for me and you. You and I are praying for things to be released. But we're praying for the promises of God as a duty. Whatever God has you warfaring for, I cannot stop my warfare. I will never stop until I go home, unless the Lord tells me that prayer is done, guy. Because that's a part of my duty. And God has a specific duty for you. And for some of us, we're still being trained into the duty. Your duty will begin to expand. The more faithful you are, your duties. But don't go over your duty. Don't go over the boundaries of your duty. It loses his trust. Amen? Because there's an authority in those boundaries. And if you take that authority beyond the boundary, God begins to mistrust you. And he will not release the promises. You'll get the needs that you need, but you won't advance. That's when you repent. Lord, forgive me for going beyond my boundaries. It's not my authority for that. Amen? That's why God brings us back into the boundaries. Why? So that we can fill the duties inside the boundary that he's given us. And as we fulfill those, you earn his trust more. And then he begins to manifest things before you even ask. Oh, Lord, I didn't even ask for that, and you did that. That's so cool. But you knew my heart. Because now your heart and his is one. There's a big difference. That's what we want to gain. We want to walk heart to heart with God Almighty. Hallelujah. And Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Whoa, those are his promises. But there's something he asked prior. What does it say? How do you bless the Lord? Worship, praise, obedience. That's a duty. You know, praise and worship is a duty. And those who refuse to praise and worship God, they're not fulfilling their duty. It's a priesthood duty, isn't it? You want to be a king, you got to fulfill priesthood. Verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I love that verse. Actually, I love them all. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Hello. Thank God. I mean, we should all be cooking. But thank God for the praise of Jesus. But in that you're grateful. And because you're grateful, you serve the Lord, not because you have to. You serve him because you love him. And so as servants of the Lord, there are duties that God gives us to do. And we want to fulfill all of our duties. It's a responsibility. But again, don't go over your boundaries. Don't go over your unauthorized places, because you'll begin to lose his trust. These promises are held by duty. They're released. You catch them. Healing. Everything else. Everything is qualified, no matter what. Jesus qualified. He had to be qualified himself for the price he paid for me and you. He got qualified to rescue humanity. Think about that. You don't think you and I need to be qualified? He called us, didn't he? We didn't call him. Although some, after he calls you, you don't realize how long the calls he's been calling you. But your line was busy. You were too we were too distracted. Kept going, yeah, I know. You know, the life you're living really isn't any good. Yeah, I know it. You know, you're killing yourself. Yeah, I know. You know, you're harming your family. Yeah, I know. You're doing all these things. Oh, we were doing all those things, weren't we? But he was merciful. And he kept calling us until we finally answered and said, okay. He kept sending out that invitation. And then when we accepted it, he jumped for joy. Matthew 25. And even did a backflip. I think when I came into the kingdom, half of heaven passed out. Matthew 25, verse 20. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. How did he do that? Duty. Obedience. His Lord said to him, well done, my faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. He said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now listen, they were given specific talents. What God knows the abilities of what can be done. He gives you duties. Each one of these guys had duties to fulfill. And when they fulfilled them, and didn't go beyond the boundaries, God said, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 24. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man. reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. Why was he afraid? Distraction. He was not in position. And he went and hid your talent into the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So, you listen, there's always multiplication and fruitfulness and increase if you're fulfilling the duty called to you. But his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would receive back my own with what? Interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has more will be given, and he who will have abundance, but he from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast that unprofitable servant." An individual that does not fulfill the duties God has called him to do is considered unprofitable. "Cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Oh, snap. Not fulfilling their duty. Isaiah 52, and we'll close here. Starting at verse 1. "Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust, arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing. You shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there, then Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them wail, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore my people shall not know my name. Therefore they shall know that in the day that I am he who speaks, behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good tides, good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her, be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go out by flight. The Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. Oh, happy days. Catching the promises of God. Again, remember, when you pray, if you believe you receive, as long as it's according to the will of God, and you're in position, your promise, your prayers now become the promise from God. Amen? And so now we must continue to fulfill our duty and stay in position so we can receive the promises of God. Everyone has got asking for something. God knows what your needs are. But we must qualify for everything we do. And you qualify by being faithful to the duty and call. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your mercies and grace and faithfulness. We thank you for the call and duty and purpose that you've granted us, even the opportunity to fulfill the duty. We thank you very much. So, Lord, let this be protected and brought to remembrance all the time that we have a duty to serve you. Serve you, Lord. We don't serve man, but we serve you and those who you put towards us so that we may be servants of the Lord and servants of the kingdom for your glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.